This is Road to Retirement with Chris Anselmo from Brookside Tax and Financial Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Chris provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Road to Retirement with Chris Anselmo from Brookside Tax and Financial Group.
Hello, welcome back in Road to Retirement podcast. Tony Marla Jr., Brookside Financial. Zach Patton, attorney extraordinaire at Anselmo and Company. What's going on, Zach?
It's a great day to be back in the office. Not a great day in Cleveland, though, after our Cavs. I don't even know how to describe their fall these last week and a half.
Yeah, they ran into a team that was playing their best ball at the best time. And that's what you're supposed to be doing. And there's a myriad of things I think you can point to. But yeah, not the least of which, I think the bench disappeared in the postseason. Strong bench all year.
Yeah.
Strong bench. And they got little to anything off the bench. And it turned into a one-man show, which is not what this team is.
No, I was talking about it with a couple of my friends, and we all said the Cavs all year moved the ball well. It was not one guy ISO. The whole Indiana series has been ISO ball, which Mitchell's great, Garland's great, Mobley's great, but they all play their best when there's ball movement, cutting, passing, and that 94 feet defense that the Pacers were enacting, I think, really hurt us. I mean, it looked like a Bobby Huggins, West Virginia, full court press.
Bob Huggins, nice reference.
Thanks. That's what it looked like. I mean, I have not seen a press in the NBA in a long time.
Yeah. They got to toughen up a little bit. If they're looking for one area to improve, I mean, you have a four out of a starting five. If you don't know who the fifth one is, I don't know what Hunter's contract status is, but, if he'll be back next year, that's your five man, even if he comes off the bench, you got to find somebody to toughen up. I think they got pushed around by the Pacers and they just didn't have an answer for any of it.
Yeah, inside guard-wise, I mean, you look at Indiana's guards, they were all jacked. I mean, Naismith, I can't think of the other guy right now, but 00 for them, they bodied our guards. Mm-hmm. And they pushed them around, and you're right. The Cavs didn't have an answer for that, and they're not used to that physical play.
Yep.
Could be worse, though, but...
So you hear sports on our podcast, but when you listen to a sports podcast, do you ever hear anybody talking about financial and legal planning? So we got the edge, I think.
I think we got the edge right now because we know a little bit about both. You know, some of these podcasts just talk about the guys who go broke or they talk to you about how they know everything. And then 5 years later, you see they have no money.
Yep. Yep. So that's what brings us here today. I think an important topic that is probably underrated in our business is periodic reviews, whether that's for your financial accounts or for your legal documents.
Yeah. I mean, I talk about it and preach it as much as I can. You need to do at least a review every 5 years. I recommend an annual review. In our office, if you're one of our clients, I give you a free annual review. Come in, we'll look through your documents because who knows what's changed in the past year. I mean, this time last year, Tony, you had one child?
That's right.
This year you have two.
2 years ago, I had a dog.
Yeah. So if you hadn't come in for reviews, you'd not be prepared for some of these things. So all these things change over time. You want to make sure you're updating and not just with big life events, but over time, other things will change.
So what, say if you are done with adding to your family, what other changes could there be with legal documents that you'd want to update?
Yeah. So over time, your kids get a little more mature, let's say that, and you may want to put them as a power of attorney or their own executor. When they're young, you have to think of guardians, but at some point your kids hit the age where you trust them. They're going to be your new trusted contact. If it's not you and your wife or you and your spouse, and you just want to make sure that your family is set up for success and it's not somebody else.
So the trusted contact's a big thing. We're starting to add those more on the financial side. I think it's been a push for probably 10 years now industry wide. So the trusted contacts, what is that exactly?
So on our end, we kind of have you give us a contact for your family if we're noticing any issues. So if you come in and are repeating yourself a lot, or we're seeing your health decline, or you seem like you're not taking care of yourself well, we can contact this person and be like, hey, we're worried about you. And some people don't want that, but even for like your estate planning documents, you may want to put somebody as that power of attorney, which is very similar to a trusted contact, to help you when you're unable to make good decisions for yourself.
Yeah, we use it the same, sort of along the same lines on a financial account. When, say, if we're not able to reach somebody, or like you said, they're not of sound mind necessarily anymore, it's a good way for us to bring a child in, or a spouse, or a sibling. And, you know, that person does not have any control on the account. They're not necessarily a beneficiary. They can't make decisions on the account. They're just a trusted contact to say, bring into the appointment, or to have the client actually call us, or to let us know, hey, has there been any decline in this person's memory or mannerisms or anything like that that we should be aware of?
So the trusted contact for you acts different than a power of attorney, where they don't have any control over the account, but they're kind of a guiding hand for the individual to help them or be a sounding board.
Correct. Absolutely. Yes.
Yep. So who would you usually recommend somebody puts in that place for themselves?
Probably a child, a spouse. It would be a fine idea. But a lot of times on our side, we utilize a trusted contact if somebody's showing a mental decline. A spouse can, in some cases, you know, also be showing a little bit of a decline. So usually bringing in a child, a kid, a son or a daughter, or even a son-in-law or a daughter-in-law is a good practice to keep.
And they don't need to be a financial guru or anything to do this for them.
Absolutely not. All they really should have is the best interest of the account holder in mind. And as long as they have that, then they're a fine trusted contact. And we go over those on our reviews. So when we review financial accounts, we look at a lot of different things. So I think it's important. We talk about one of the final steps of the asset management process being annual reviews, or at least ongoing reviews. The process of becoming a client and being a client does not end when we get the assets here, open the account, fund it, and put a strategy in place. It's not on autopilot after that. You don't need to pay fees, frankly, to do things like that. So what we do is make sure we meet at least, it depends on the needs and it depends on the client, I'd say at least once a year, to assess everything, to review, is this, you know, what's this, have your goals changed? What's changed in your time frame? Should we shift for risk? I know, meeting with a lot of people, if I'm getting calls now, or I was getting calls a month ago about, I'm scared about the market, and I told you we're not going to sell out, which we shouldn't, on our next review, when things are more quote unquote normal, we're going to say, hey, if that was too much for you, we need to scale back the risk. We need to rein some of this in so you don't get nervous the next time it drops and get out of it at an inopportune time.
So when you're saying you want to do these annual reviews, or you recommend it, let's say we did one at the beginning of this year and then I decide I'm going to retire in July. Should I wait for my annual review to come see you, or should we meet right when I'm getting ready to retire again?
No, that's a good question. You don't need to wait for the annual review. The annual review is a default, kind of like a, let's just keep, keep in contact, make sure your goals are still being met. If there's big changes, you should let us know about that right away. If you told me you were going to retire in July, I'd say, well, let's get you on the calendar as soon as we possibly can to make sure, you know, it's mid-May right now. Let's make sure that you're in a position to do that before you go talk to HR or quit or anything like that. And we've probably talked about things like that in the past, but we should formalize it and make sure that we have everything in place.
Yeah. So as much as it seems like for both the legal and financial side, we want you to come in yearly or as often as you can. Any of these big changes you see on the horizon, you should be coming in, because that way we can direct you in a way that's going to help maximize your retirement or maximize your wealth for your family.
Right. Yeah. And that's another thing, we speaking financial and legal, on the financial side, just like you said, with beneficiaries and people that you have in your life and life changes, are your beneficiaries on the financial account? Should they still be the beneficiaries? I just met with a client literally yesterday that wanted to update their beneficiaries for a few different reasons. So we do these things. It's needed. It's warranted. And again, this is your money. It's got to stay consistent, or it's got to at least state that the review process has to stay consistent to make sure that your goals are being met.
Yeah. And I think that's where a lot of people dump these things, do it and forget it. And on the legal side, I think we see it more, where people do docs and just put it away and forget about it, and then come in 10 to 20 years later and be like, oh, this is not what I want anymore. Mm-hmm. And luckily they've come in and realized it, because if not, your goals aren't going to be met. It's going to be whatever those documents say or whatever these beneficiaries state. And if you don't review these regularly, it could go to the wrong person, which is a scary thought for a lot of people.
Sure. Yeah. We've seen it. And I think, you know, along those lines, I said reviews every year. I think even if you're in your, you know, some advisors would be like, well, somebody's in their 30s or 40s, you know, they're not retiring, or maybe they're not adding to their family anymore. They don't need a yearly review. But my thing has always been, and that's not totally wrong, but my thing has always been, keep in touch. Do the reviews, at least update on performance, make sure it's still working. Because if you go a couple years or a few years without a review, that client starts to forget about you. And then what happens when they do need something or they do go to retire, they take it elsewhere. So if you have assets and you're a fiduciary, you should be meeting with clients once a year to review everything. Even if they're in their 30s, even if they're in their 40s, and it may seem like, well, you know, maybe they don't have anything new to bring you as far as business goes, it shouldn't matter. You should still do the reviews, or at least try to do the reviews, get a time on, even if it's over the phone or by Zoom or whatever it may be. If people are working and they're busy, we understand that. Update them what's going on their accounts, because sometimes people don't even know that.
Yeah. I mean, I have an old 401k from a previous employer, and I do a phone review with him now. I'm not going to drive back to Cambridge for the review.
Sure.
Especially now with my Achilles injury, but he does it over the phone with me. We discuss it. I print off my statements and go from there. But
you mean Erica's not going to drive you back to Cambridge for your
exactly
review?
She's a little busy right now at work. Luckily,
yeah,
sadly they're busy since she works in the hospice sector, but it's definitely the things, though. They even see people come into their facilities, families are scrambling to get stuff done.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that's the thing you want to avoid, financial and especially on the legal side. I know we have a specific practice and a designated practice just for crisis planning. So you don't want to get to that point. So it makes sense, correct me if I'm wrong, to get everything going ahead of time. So you don't end up, as sometimes you can't avoid that situation, but there are things that you can do to mitigate it.
Yeah. I mean, there's that quote always, the best time to plant a tree was 5 years ago. Second best time is today. I mean, the quicker you can do these things and the earlier, the better, because you're going to put your family in a better position. Because I've went to houses before and seen people on their deathbed, and we're signing a will or a power of attorney so the family can help them in their final days. And you don't want to be doing that stuff at the last minute. You want to be spending the time with your family and enjoying yourselves, not scrambling to try to make everything easier. So these annual reviews and trying to keep up on your accounts is the best thing you can do for your family.
Yeah. And I think from a planning standpoint, if you're looking at, if you're managing some assets and the client has some outside assets, you probably want to look at those and make sure that, you know, at least where they're at with them or how they're allocated. And if they're not getting reviews on those outside accounts, it's a good opportunity to say, well, you know, if you're not getting reviews on those outside accounts, I know somebody who can review it for you. If you bring it over, I'll tell people, I know a guy, I know who can fix it.
Yeah. So what do you tell people when they say they want to diversify? And by diversify, they mean have their accounts at multiple places.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. So when you have your accounts at multiple places, say brokerage firms or even banks, you're not necessarily diversifying because, first of all, on an investment account, contrary to what a lot of people believe, you do get protection in the event that the broker dealer goes insolvent. So, you know, it's similar to FDIC coverage on, say, a bank account or a CD, and that the limits are always increasing, but you get coverage on that. And then second of all, any investment account that you have nowadays anyway, if you're having somebody make recommendations for you, you are going to be diversified. You're going to have diversification in each one of those accounts. So having all of your money with us does not mean that you're not diversified. You are. We use different insurance companies for annuities. We use different investment strategies with a few different investment partners. We use Gradient, but we have a few other ones as well. And then even within those investments, you have hundreds, if not thousands of different investments, all being constantly mined and constantly called through to make sure that they're still working for you. So you can have assets in one location and still be diversified. I think that's a misnomer. It's a great question.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've seen more and more people get worried about things like that, and they end up putting all their accounts different places, and then they're honestly less diversified.
Well, yeah. And then they're more confused.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're having to go five different places for this stuff. And
yeah, you might forget about this account. Yeah, that's exactly right. Think about trying to income plan on something like that. If you have accounts at five different brokerage firms, first of all, I doubt that you're working with five advisors. Second of all, if you are, they should really be communicating with each other and be on the same page. And then third, that's got to be an accounting nightmare, because you're talking about taking income from these different places and who's doing what under what circumstances, who's withholding what taxes, who's doing what when the market drops. So good luck.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's easier just to be consolidated. And for a lot of people, I think they started to see the benefit of that when you have, quote unquote, your guy who you go to for this kind of stuff. And you have the one person that understands your full picture.
Right. And speaking of diversification with us between Brookside and Anselmo, you're not getting the same person on your financial, on your tax necessarily, and probably not on your legal. So it's not just, we call ourselves a one-stop shop, which we are, but it's not a one-person shop.
No. Yeah. And that's the big thing too, is like, there's a lot of times like Tony and I will meet with clients either at the same time or back to back. And then we're going to be on the same page about what their goals are. And a lot of times you see, if you have an outside legal or outside financial, it's sometimes hard to get on the same page because everybody has their best interest in mind or what's best for the financial alone or legal alone. Where at our firm, we try to combine both those and give you a cohesive plan.
Right. Plus, we're all really healthy because we have, we always, for some reason, have apple cider vinegar in the refrigerator. I've seen Chris take some shots. I haven't delved into the shared apple cider vinegar, but I have taken ACV before, and it's got its benefits. But we used to actually have a team. I was at another job. I was part of a team of advisors, and our team nickname was Team ACV because our manager did apple cider vinegar throughout the day. Of course, he'd like let everybody know when he was taking his shots, but also we would do it too. You know, take a swig of apple cider vinegar, and it is nasty. It is nasty, but allegedly it's got its benefits. So, you know, we've always got that if we have nothing else.
We got some health around the office. That's a good thing. We got some events coming up too, though, for some of our clients, right?
That's right. Yeah, we have the, we call it the Booze Cruise, but it's the Good Time 3, right?
Good Time 3 is going to take a tour of Lake Erie with some of our clients. I believe that's filled up, but in the fall, we are taking a trip to Amish country to tour a brewery, go do a little shopping with some clients. And then I believe we're having a Shredded event this summer.
Yes. Yeah, the Shredded event, actually, the Shredded event went really well last year. You know, it was pretty popular. We have a lot of traffic in our location. I think that's one of the underrated components of where we're located at. We do get a fair amount of traffic on two main roads, pretty much at the corner, and then two cities right at the corner of Parma and North Royalton. But yeah, we got quite a bit of traffic, plus the donut and coffee truck.
Yeah, and then we have next door at Advanced Auto, they are starting a car show up.
That's right.
Which will be partnered with Brookside Financial and Anselmo Law to use some of our facilities for it. So
that's right.
If you're going to be in the area for that, feel free to stop and talk to one of us. We'll be out there some of the days and mingling with some, hopefully, new clients.
Are you a car guy? Do you know a lot about cars?
No, I love to look at cars. I like to learn more about them, but I am not as much as I should be.
Yeah. Yeah, you? I'm not either. My dad is, my brother is. I don't know how it skipped me. My whole family, a lot of them are into cars. It skipped me. I don't know if I never had the mechanical know-how or the patience, but yeah, it skipped me. My dad used to have a class. He's had a few classic cars.
Yeah, is he going to come out to the car show?
I mean, he probably would, yeah.
Yeah, well, get a little Brookside logo on the side of his car. Mm-hmm. Put your face on the other side. Gets people coming up.
Yep.
Asking him what's going on here.
He's got a retirement gig. He drives auto parts for O'Reilly.
Oh.
And he drives auto parts around Northeast Ohio. And he drives by our office every now and then. I've told Chris, he reminds us that there's not enough cars in the parking lot. So.
Yeah, some of these days it's lighter than other days you drive by and it looks like we're giving stuff away here.
Right. Yeah. And I tell them too, you know, we're not selling widgets. You know, we're not a grocery store. So if we have a couple of clients, if we have three clients in at three different appointments, that's a pretty busy, at the same time anyway, that's a pretty busy part of the day. There might only be three cars in the parking lot, but we're rocking inside. And it doesn't mean that we're not doing anything. And like you said, there's times when we have cars out the driveway.
Yeah. And honestly, if you're coming to a firm that's a smaller firm like we are, you're not wanting it to be where we're pushing you out the door. You want to be able to take the time to ask your questions. You don't want us to be fully swamped. And I know we've talked about the calendars. We want to make sure we leave time for clients. If there are issues, that we can get you in a reasonable time.
Right.
We don't want to be like, oh, we'll see you in 6 months.
Right.
Like a doctor sometimes do. It's like, oh, you feel bad today? Oh, I can't get you in for 4 weeks.
Right.
Well, by 4 weeks, I'm hopefully feeling better. So kind of a waste.
Agreed. And then you and I are going on tour.
Yeah.
We're going on tour in that's less than a week away.
The 20th. Yeah.
So we start our tour next week and we'll be talking about financial and legal topics. So hopefully
I heard they had to hire extra security. The event's probably sold out at this point. The groupies are lining up to get the extra tickets.
But what a sad group that would be.
Yeah. We're speaking at St. Ambrose Church in Brunswick about basically life planning, making sure your financial and legal goals are met. And then I think we're speaking in North Royalton later this summer as well. And if you see you have a group of people who would be interested in having us speak, reach out to either Tony or myself or our marketing coordinator, Alexis. She'd be glad to set up an event for us to come speak or answer questions for you guys. And yeah, you may hate seeing us in person, but you know,
you'll get
a lot of good information.
Yeah. We do bachelorette parties too, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that one goes over well. They really want to hear about financial and legal planning at a bachelorette party.
All right. What else for today on the financial and legal?
Honestly, I think that kind of covers it. I mean, okay. If you're injured like Jason Tatum right now, make sure you have a healthcare power of attorney. Poor guy, I know his pain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
He did the same injury. I saw it when it happened live, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
He had surgery next day. I mean, they got him through there in Boston. They're like, let's get this recovery started. Yeah, he'll probably still be back before me. This NBA and pro athlete recovery timelines are crazy.
Oh, yeah. They probably have all those. They shoot them up with whatever.
Aaron Rodgers was throwing a football in, what, like 2 months?
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me today on the podcast, Zach. And if anybody has any questions, of course, you can reach us, 440-886-3550, Brookside Financial on YouTube and on Facebook, and Anselmo Law as well, Zach?
Yes, Anselmo Law is at anselmolaw.com, and our phone number is 216-485-1040. And if you see a topic that you want Tony and I to discuss further, or you have more questions about, feel free to leave it in the comments, or if you see us around the office, tell us what you want to hear about.
All right. That does it for this week's Road to Retirement podcast. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to Road to Retirement. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Chris Anselmo from Brookside Tax and Financial Group. Call 440-886-3550 or visit them online at brooksidetax.com. Advisory services are offered by Brookside Financial Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Brookside Tax and Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.